Celiac disease. Do the masses know as much about it as they think they do? Hello, my name is Vinny, and welcome to our podcast, where we'll talk about the lesser-known food restrictions that affects a portion of our population. Many of you may be wondering what celiac is, so with the help of my co-host Katie, we're taking the question to the streets to see how much the public knows.
What is gluten?
The thing that you put in food.
It's found in bread.
It's like a mushroom that makes your bread rise. Like, that's legit what I think it is.
I think a protein found in wheat.
Gluten is a protein that is found in many wheat products.
What is celiac disease?
I'm assuming something to do with gluten.
I don't know.
I think it's a disease that people affected by it can't eat gluten.
I think it's when people can't have gluten.
Celiac disease is, it's symptomatic of like a allergen or kind of a sensitivity having to do with gluten. So it's that your body builds up a sensitivity over time that makes you intolerant to gluten.
According to celiacdisease.org, celiac disease is an autoimmune disease that can occur in genetically predisposed people where the digestion of gluten leads to damage in the small intestine.
To learn more about the subject, we decided to interview Jeffrey Comer, Bethany Sherwood, and Annie Wendley to see how celiac disease affects their lives.
How did you find out that you had celiac disease?
I found out, it was almost 2 years ago, and I got a blood test because I wasn't doing very well in my cross-country season. So I got a blood test, and one of the things they tested for was anemia and celiac disease, and both came up as positive. So I had to start taking iron supplements, and then later that month I had to get an endoscopy, and that confirmed that I did have celiac disease. So after that, I went on a gluten-free diet.
What parts of your life are most affected by celiac?
All of it. There are no parts of my life that are not affected by celiac disease. There's so much of the culture in America is based around eating food, and I can't have any of it.
And Bethany, how much do you think your friends and family know about celiac disease?
My family knows a lot because they've experienced it for a long time. And my friends, they know to ask me if I can have a certain food before serving it to me.
And Mom, how much do you think your friends, family, and the general public knows about celiac disease?
I think our friends know enough to ask me, can she have this? They do know that fruits and vegetables are safe and okay. So if I happen to forget something, we just say, give her a fruit or a vegetable and she should be fine. For family, probably grandma knows the most because she does family dinners. So we coordinate and talk about ingredients and what has touched them and if certain ingredients are new. She has me read labels, so it's a constant conversation. She probably knows the most besides my husband. But the rest of the family more knows that she can't have a bread product of some kind. That's kind of their understanding of it.
And why do you think it's important that the general public knows about celiac disease?
I think that's important because I think when I tell a lot of people that I'm on a gluten-free diet, a lot of people assume that it's just like a fad or that I made it up. But celiac disease is a real thing. There are real blood tests. You can actually prove that they have it, and it's caused by a variety of things, including genetics and certain environmental factors. So it's definitely a real disease, and it affects a lot of people.
You know, you hear a lot about people who are gluten-free, and it's like a fad diet. Like gluten-free is being a fad diet, but it's not a fad diet. It's like if I get gluten, I get horribly sick. So does everybody need to know about it? No. But if you're going to be a gluten-free restaurant, you need to tell people that you don't know anything about gluten. I get a lot of gluten-free restaurants, like they don't know about celiac disease, and so I'll go there and I'll get sick. But a normal person, yeah, they don't need to know. They don't care.
Now her body completely rejects it, and she resorts to vomiting and is pretty much ill for at least half a day or a full day. But the symptoms could continue to get worse or become life-threatening over time. And so knowing that the general public wouldn't want to put somebody in a medically significant situation, anytime a person with celiac disease ingests gluten, it causes their body to release antibodies, and those antibodies actually attack their internal organs, their small intestine, and kill the things that are required for them to be able to pull nutrients out of the food and into their bloodstream. So it becomes a malnutrition issue, it becomes a sickness issue, and for some, it may even be a life or death issue.
Thank you.
From all of us at Nina Productions and Company,
thank you for listening.